Welcome to another episode of Is This for Kids? My name is Jonathan Blevins.
I'm Katie Ruby.
And we have some fun stuff for you today.
Threw you off, didn't I? I usually say
Mrs. You say Ruby. Katie, Mrs. Ruby.
Mm-hmm. I stopped it.
So people can find you on the social medias.
Nobody ever does, though.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think.
You probably have a couple of 80-year-old priests.
Are you my friend from Is This for Kids? Tell me on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Don't tell me, though.
He doesn't need to know.
We are going to talk about some teenage rom-coms, if you will.
Yeah, this is a season of the year. Like, kids' movies don't really come out during non-school breaks, right? So, like, if it's not summer, if it's not Christmas, if it's not spring break, there's not going to be a lot of kids' movies. The week of March 20th is blowing up like crazy. But for right now, most of the stuff your kids are looking at is going to be on Netflix, Prime Video, stuff like that. So we were trying to find what were some of the big things that the high school, middle school demographic was looking at. So we asked my daughters, and the top answers resoundingly were these one movie, one show.
Yeah. So Katie is very good at this because she has kids that age.
I have kids all ages.
But you have kids in middle school and high school. Mm-hmm. My oldest is about to be in sixth grade next year, which is a whole thing and kind of scary. But I used to be a youth minister for many, many years. And so I was like up on the culture and what they were watching. I know a little bit about like what video games they're playing or what content creators they're into. But as far as TV shows and movies, I have no clue. So every once in a while, Ruby will put together an episode like today where I have to watch things I would never watch. Uh-huh. But it's super helpful because I had no idea that kids were watching Ginny and Georgia. Ugh.
You should go back and watch that episode, but also,
yes. But today we're going to do the movie People We Meet on Vacation.
People We Meet on Vacation and the TV show My Life with the Walter Boys, which I think we're going to end up overlapping these conversations a lot. So I kind of want to just like start out the gate with which both of them we are. We'll try to separate them out, but a lot of the criticisms of one apply to both, right?
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
I also have some comparisons and some watch these instead of both of these.
Beautiful.
That will make me sound like a really old person.
I know which ones you're going to suggest because I've hung out with you for way too many years.
Yep.
All right. Do you want to give a synopsis of People We Meet on Vacation?
That is your job.
You want me to do it? Okay. So People We Meet on Vacation is a Netflix movie. This is a movie. I think it's about an hour and 45, maybe an hour and maybe two-ish. I couldn't remember. I should have written it down. I apologize. But it's a rom-com style movie. At the very beginning, we meet Poppy, who seems to be sort of a type B personality. She's kind of all over the place. She's late. All these things are going on. And she's getting a ride home to their small town in Ohio from a guy she goes to college with named Alex. And they go on this, you know, sort of odd couple road trip back to Ohio, where he's very rigid and structured. And he has this on again, off again girlfriend that he's been with since infancy, apparently. And he's just a really stand up guy. And she's sort of a flake.
Yeah.
A free spirit, if you will, if you want to be polite to her.
Opposites attract.
So she's big into like, she wants to travel. She wants a rootless existence, yada, yada, yada. And every year they meet up once a year for vacation to sort of relive this, this tradition of this first road trip that they went on. So then they go to various different places and you get to see their little adventures that they have in, where did they start, in Mexico or Costa Rica, something like that? Mexico, yeah. Some sort of tropical southern climate. And they go to Italy and they go to Greece and they go to all sorts of different places and gradually realize that they might be in love with one another.
Yeah.
So.
The classic marry your best friend.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, the entire time they're like with other people in the middle. So.
A very realistic movie, by the way. All of my friends, they travel out to very exotic places once a year when they're not actually together.
You know how many people I knew from college who got hired as a travel writer and had to spend their entire life on vacation? It's basically everybody I know.
See? You too, I'm sure. Okay, so for me, it's really hard for me to watch anything like this and not be a complete curmudgeon.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm serious. And it doesn't make any sense. I can watch the streamer The Burnt Peanut, okay? Not for kids. The Burnt Peanut is not for kids, but he is the most viral streamer on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. And he says heinous things. Mm-hmm. And I will be like, that's funny. Like, it's funny. It doesn't bother me. I was like, kids shouldn't watch it. It's funny. And then I watch stuff like this. And I'm like, no one should watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It makes no sense.
Yeah. So the trouble is, like, our audience is largely Catholic. The people who are looking at this are looking at it for, is there anything true, good, or beautiful in it? And then you kind of want to only recommend things that are overwhelmingly true, good, and right. beautiful, which then leaves out basically everything.
Yeah.
We're kind of out of content to watch. So like from your basic levels, is this for kids? Is it appropriate? Is there drinking? Yes.
Yes.
Is there swearing? Yes. Is there sex implied but not shown? Is there nudity? Some rear ends.
Some rear ends.
Couple of comical rear ends, not sexy rear ends.
Drugs.
Drugs are mentioned, not hard drugs.
I don't really know what beta blockers are.
Are you serious right now? That's for cholesterol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but there's implied marijuana use in this.
Wait, how does a guy pass out from beta blockers then?
Because I don't know, actually. Probably because he mixed it with something else.
Oh, here I am thinking this is like something everyone was going to want to know.
No, it's to do with like a cholesterol or blood
pressure.
I even
wrote it down in my diary.
Oh. This would be a great movie to run through a filter. So I'm, you know, not sponsored, but we're always saying that VidAngel is very helpful for things like this. Was there anything that you would say that like people should be super, super aware of?
So I don't know how VidAngel would even do this, but like my biggest issue with this and also with my life with Walter, with the Walter Boys is just like the casualness that they make sex. Like I don't like my wife and I talk about this all the time about with our kids, like when are we gonna let them watch things where casual sex is just implied, even if it's just implied. And in F1, which we're gonna be doing an episode about, like they don't show anything, but it's very much implied. And
closed door.
I was like, I was like, my 11-year-old could probably watch this movie. And she's like, no way, I don't want him to see that. And I'm like, well, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. But like at what point is he just gonna never watch a movie ever that ever implies two people who aren't married doing that? No, that's not realistic. But that my whole thing here is just the casual nature of relationships and sex is just not good for Catholics, I think, or people in general, but Catholics especially, to be watching with their kids. And so how does VidAngel, I don't think VidAngel could do that. They could take out a couple of the scenes.
Yeah, but it like, does effectively what F1 does, where they like go into a room, close a door, and then you don't see anything beyond that.
Right.
They just cut the scene completely if it ends in sex, or they cut it midway through. But
in a rom-com, that's like what the whole movie is kind of implying. This casual,
yeah,
you can kind of do whatever you want.
The casualness that you're talking about, though, isn't, I mean, it is kind of sex-based, but it's more like the casualness of relationships, of like people being disposable, of whether or not this
right.
is, you know, that tension that's there. That's something that's sort of like underneath, that's sort of a subtext more so than it is a blatant thing on the screen. And I'm not sure that it would track for most people. Like little kids for sure, who probably shouldn't be watching this at all, but like even for teenagers, it's more just like a tension more than it is an actual thing. But I see your point. The problem that I run into is that it's ubiquitous everywhere, and if we allow perfect to be the enemy of good, then we don't let our kids watch anything, and then our kids become weird and they can't relate to their peers, which is why I always recommend, like, I think that that's one of the biggest concerns that I have, that people are going to end up disagreeing with me about it from a Catholic audience standpoint, is that I think it's okay to let your kids experience things that are contrary to our worldview, as long as you're willing to talk about it. Because I think the greater concern here is that, I mean, the largest cause of death for young men under the age of 40 are deaths of despair, alcohol, drugs, and suicide. If they're not able to relate to their peers, this is not good. And so I don't want our Catholic kids to be off all by themselves, lonely all the time, because they don't get to engage in anything that their peers engage in. On the other hand, I don't want them to love the idea of just sleeping with absolutely anybody. So for me, a movie like this is pretty harmless. I like that it comes to the end where she comes to the realization that she does want a rooted existence,
right,
and that she does want to be with him. That's very countercultural for right now.
Like, yep.
It used to be that the girl would just go off and do her thing. You know, Rory from Gilmore Girls turns down the perfect dude for no good reason.
Multiple times.
Just so that she can grow up and become an insane person later. Yada, yada. You know, I would like that to be a message that gets out there, that we can get back to love stories in that sort of a way. And I think that if we say we can't watch anything because it has this in here, when we have tools like VidAngel or filters, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, one thing I was thinking of, so I don't have, my daughter is 6. Mm-hmm. My boys would not want to watch this movie, I don't think, maybe ever. But my daughter, she's 6 years old, so obviously movie's not for her. She's not going to watch anytime soon. But you talk about how there are some things that you think is important for a parent to watch with their kid and then have a conversation after. And that's kind of where I landed with this in my life with the Walter Boys, which we'll get into here in a minute too, is maybe something to watch with your kid with some filters on to, and then have good conversations after.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're opposed to swears, if you're opposed to drinking, if you're opposed to drugs, use a filter. But the story is cute. It's kind of in the ether right now. So if you're scrolling through Instagram and TikTok, the song that's in the background comes up, Forever Your Girl, is like in the background.
Wait, how does it go?
I'm forever your girl.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even put that together.
Oh my golly. Anyway.
That's crazy.
So it's kind of like part of the world right now. It's a big deal. And if you have teenage kids, it might be something to talk to them through. And I always think of, like, Christ tells us all over in the Bible. He's like, look at the drunkard. It doesn't mean do exactly what the drunkard is doing, but it's saying observe this thing that's happening, not for a point of judgment or for a point of anything else, but so that you can see the folly that they've gotten themselves into. And this is a comedy of folly. Like, you can be like, look at how many years earlier they could have gotten married and had children and had a good life together if she hadn't just been slightly in her own colon. You know, like, just get it together, girlfriend. And that's one of those things that you can have those good conversations with, and your kid still gets to be experiencing the things that all their peers are experiencing.
Okay, before we continue with My Life with Walter Boyce.
Yeah.
So if you have listened, if you go back and listen to all of our podcasts, which you should do, Is This for Kids?
100% of the time.
There's so many good episodes. And often you'll hear me in those episodes say to Ruvi, why would I have my kids watch this when there are hundreds of really good movies that I've already seen that they haven't seen yet? And so that was my thing here. I was like, okay, sure. You can watch this with your high school daughter and talk about it after and use a filter and all that stuff. Or you could just watch Walk to Remember or Princess Diaries or The Parent Trap. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of the same stuff is happening, but much more appropriate.
Yes. The trouble is that your daughter then goes to her school with all of her peers who have watched this movie over the weekend, and they're like, oh my gosh, isn't it so cute how Poppy and Alex, and she's like, well, actually, let me tell you about Mandy Moore.
And then she becomes a trendsetter, and then they all watch Walk to Remember, and it has a boom, and they make a sequel.
She becomes the kid nobody wants to talk to.
A Walk to Forget.
She's always like, ugh. Like, I mean, that's fine. If your kid is brave enough to be completely different than everyone else, it's just, I think we underestimate the importance of your kid being a little bit more mainstream.
And I think we underestimate the importance of Switchfoot and the effect that can have on the current culture.
That's true.
It's a great film. It's a top 25 film of all time.
Okay.
And Nicholas Sparks is a top 25 author of all time.
Oh,
okay. I take that back.
Read one of his books.
Unfortunately, I have read probably 50% of his books written before 2015.
Bad. I'm sorry, Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah, if you're watching, I would read those in hours and just That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother episode.
You want to talk about My Life with the Walter Boys? My Life with the Walter Boys is a similar concept. It's a show, so it's in. It's got two seasons out right now. A third season is supposed to come out, I think, at the end of March, maybe. I could be wrong, but there is a third season for 2026. And it's about Jackie, who moves from New York to Colorado, and she's sort of taken in by this family that has seven sons and one daughter. And there's a lot of love triangles and teen romance, and, you know, trying to explain an entire series in 30 seconds is very difficult. But you said it before we started. What is it?
It's the modern day OC.
It's the OC.
So when I saw One Tree Hill.
There it is.
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Oh.
May he rest in
R.I.P.
peace. That was very sad, actually. He was also on Varsity Blues.
Do you know that he died of colorectal cancer, and a lot of young people are getting it because they don't eat fruits and vegetables? So just so you know, fruits and vegetables are going to save you from colorectal cancer, and it used to be only for old people, and now younger and younger people are getting it.
I need to eat more fruit. What if I just eat vegetables?
You know the thing that you looked at my breakfast this morning? You were like, ugh!
Yeah.
That is a high-fiber breakfast that I was eating.
Can I just take fiber pills?
I don't know.
Okay, well, here's... Wow, more fruits and veggies. I got it.
So it's just life advice on ITFK this week?
Yes, 100%. So it's no Boy Meets World, this show, though.
No.
You know what I mean? Which has its flaws, too. But I will say, I watched the only one season of this.
Yeah.
And I will not probably watch the next ones. Mm-mm. But it's good to watch it for the show so I can be informed.
The kids like it. It's the gooey, like...
Mm. It makes sense. It really did remind me of the OC. But then, I thought to myself, like, I actually think this is much worse than the OC. And then... I started to remember a lot of the things that happened in the OC, and the OC might actually be worse than this.
The OC was pretty bad.
And I was watching the OC at 16 years old, and I probably shouldn't have, honestly. Yeah. Like, there was just a lot of stuff in there that is not great, and I would say this is probably better for kids than the OC was, but not as good. yeah. as Clarissa Explains It All.
Okay.
Or Boy Meets World.
What? Boy Meets World, I'll give you. Clarissa Explains It All is a wild take. Yeah, so there's love triangles, there's teenage drinking, there's some sex or at least sex adjacent activities or implied sexual activities. In both this and in People We Meet on Vacation, there is a sort of fringe LGBTQ relationship, but that's not the main one. It's sort of just like a in the ether situation. They're swearing. It's not good. It's not horrible. It's fine.
Yeah, I said to myself, if you have like a really holy 16-year-old who kind of wants to watch this because their friends are watching it, mm-hmm. that you like watch it with them and have good conversations with them about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like my 17-year-old daughter really, really liked it, but you know, she goes to mass on her own. She drives herself there, brings her boyfriend. She's a good kid. She takes herself to confession. Like if you've got a kid with a strong, and I would say this about almost everything, like, this is, yeah. Okay. So you know how St. Paul says that like we can eat meat that's been sacrificed to idols?
Yeah.
Because if you have a strong countenance yourself, then you can deal with that. You know that idol's not real. You can eat that meat and just eat it and it's fine.
Yeah.
Not during Fridays and Lent. But you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's the same thing. If you have a weak countenance, if seeing LGBTQ couples freaks you out, if you hear swears and think that means you're going to repeat them, if you know your kid can't hear swears without repeating them, then you probably shouldn't watch this movie. But there's nothing in there that, you know, things from outside of your body cannot taint the inside of your body, as Jesus tells us. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't even had to do this yet because my kids are still so young. Oldest is 11. But like I probably should start with my 11-year-old to see how influenced they are by the culture. I was someone who like I would hang out with anyone, stick up for the kid that was getting bullied, but at the same time was very influenced by what I saw. Mm-hmm. Like very, like if the new Lil Jon song was out and they were saying shot, and I went out as a 21-year-old to party, play that song to get ready to go and do those things. Like,
yeah.
So figuring that out, I think, is important about with your kids. How influenced are they by what they're seeing? What are they repeating the same phrase over and over from every single show they watch or just one? Mm-hmm. And then use that to kind of decide what content they should be watching. Because I wouldn't want if my daughter was 16 years old and very easily influenced, I wouldn't want her watching things like these.
Yeah.
But if she was strong and, you know, not super influenced by that, like, sure, go ahead and watch it with them. Have a good conversation with your friends.
Yeah. And then it's a question of like how much of that behavior in you is a result of the fact that you were kind of sheltered as a kid. Like you didn't have access to those kinds of things as a child. And so you like kind of freaked out when you were on your own. And it's that anti-fragility, right? When something pushes against you, you learn to be more resilient against it. I was exposed to basically everything since I was a young kid.
Horror movies.
My dad took me to Showgirls when I was 7. Fun. In the theater. Ugh. Anyway, yikes. I never had any problems like that. Like I never really swore much. I wasn't like a partier. None of those things were problems for me. And there's something to be said about that's somebody's nature. And then there's a little bit to be said about somebody's nurture. So kind of just keep your eyes on that. And as Christian parents, it's really, really hard to make those choices because you don't want your kid to be an outcast and you want your kid to be able to be a missionary in the world and to spread the faith. And it's hard to do if you have nothing in common with the rest of the world.
Right.
But on the other hand, you have to be in the world, not of it. So
if you were ranking Ginny and Georgia, which is a very popular show, you can go back and watch an episode we did on that, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, absolutely never let your kids watch this.
10.
And what would you say My Life with the Walter Boys?
Oh, 5.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
That's good to know. You should go back and watch that episode and understand where we're coming from here.
And then please know I say some things that are direct lines from the show just to like hammer home how bad that show is. And I apologize for everything that came out of my mouth during that episode.
Yeah. Needed to be done.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm saying both People Meet on Vacation and My Life with the Walter Boys. For me, I'm saying 16 and up with parents if they really want to watch it and you're okay with it.
Yeah, I would say 8th grade, 13, 14, and or 14 and up. Yeah, for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
EWTN, we appreciate you so much. Pray for us. We're always praying for you.
There is just so much content out there for us to consume as parents.
I'm Jonathan Blevins.
I'm Katie. Mrs. Ruby, let us help you decide.
Is this for kids?